live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Leo House from local band The Lost Vaults has just released his first solo EP, What They Don't Teach You at Chess Club. I spoke to Leo about it earlier, and we'll hear what he had to say after we hear one of the songs from the album, If Only One of Us Can Wait. And this is featuring Ellie Dixon, another local singer-songwriter.
But promise me I'll still be warm. I said, look, I told you I'm happy to hold you, but I provide no shelter from storms. It was only a joke, but when I awoke, I was alone in my bed, with only some heavenly, vague, distant memory lingering on in my head, that she'd said, open the window and we'll feel the wind blow, but promise me I won't get cold. And I said, didn't I say to you I'll spend all day with you, but this whole game's getting old. And maybe one day I'll sing to her, and I'll hope and I'll pray that she'll hear the words on the page and what they mean to say, but I just can't wait 3 more years. I saw her in the park and I screamed through the dark that I just bought a scarf she could wear. She looked straight through me like she never knew me, and that threw me into despair. So I ran and I ran until I reached the place where I saw the King of Gods die. But he was still gone, and so I ran on until my legs learned how to fly. It was scary at first, but I soon passed the worst of it. Then it became kind of fun. Just know that I may never go back to tell tales of these travels I'm on. But maybe one day I'll land, and maybe by then she'll have learned the words on the page and what they mean to say, but I just don't want to wait my turn.
So Leo, that was the first single from your EP, What They Don't Teach You in Chess Club. How did that collaboration with Ellie Dixon come about?
Well, we actually sat next to each other in French in sixth form like 5-6 years ago. So it's kind of silly that it's taken this long for us to make something together, to be honest.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I've always been huge on her music the whole time I've known her.
Oh, so you were both at, what's that, Hills Road together?
Yeah.
Oh, and so you just became friends, and then you've obviously got in touch again for the single.
Yeah, well, I mean, we stayed in touch the whole time. She's one of the few people that I've stayed in touch with like the whole time of not knowing her. I think music's been a big reason for that, because
both being in music stuff together, I guess. And so is this your first solo project?
It is, yeah. This is my first solo EP, first solo music that I've ever put out, really, apart from really, really bad covers on SoundCloud, which I have now deleted, so don't bother trying to find them.
Very sensible. Actually, most people don't remember to do that, do they? And then they suddenly get found out years on.
Yeah, like I made a secret SoundCloud link to send to blogs and stuff before it came out, and I just went on my SoundCloud and there's just these horrible out-of-tune harmonies to some edgy version of Left Hand Free that I thought was so good at the time.
So when did you start playing music then?
I don't even know, like as long as I can remember. I think I was definitely in primary school when I started having guitar lessons. Dad's got this picture of me playing this electric guitar that I've got hung up on the wall now, which is about twice my size in the picture. Sorry, it's been a long time.
Yeah, so when did you first form a band? I mean, is Lost Vaults your first band?
It wasn't actually. When I was 15, I joined, I played saxophone in a blues band called the Smoking Joes. I was the youngest person in that band by about 7 years, and the oldest two had bus passes. But it was loads of fun, and it gave me loads of really good gigging experience. And I don't think if they hadn't let this kid join their band, like, I probably wouldn't have started a band myself, like, for a long time after.
And so then you started Lost Vaults, and that's, there's three of you in Lost Vaults?
Yeah, so it's me, my mate Dom, and his little brother Aidan.
That you gigged in Cambridge quite a lot, haven't you? I think I've seen you at the Junction and Portland Arms.
Yeah, it's mainly those two. We haven't done a gig in ages now. I think we're possibly on the verge of calling it a day, and just doing like a nice farewell gig, and then maybe half a year later doing a nice reunion gig.
I guess because you're all doing different projects now. And is this why you decided to get onto your solo project?
Yeah, it's just I've been wanting to do solo music for a while, but it's taken so long to find like the time and the songs and how to produce them. And then I was just talking to Judah about it, who we recorded the whole EP in his bedroom. Yeah, he just said he'd give me mates rates, and it was amazing working with him. Like, he just understands all of the really, really weird stuff that I say. I remember he sent me this one song, and we both knew that the guitar track sounded wrong or weird, but we couldn't quite figure it out. And then I figured it out, and I said to him, okay, so the other day I made this sweet and sour sauce, but I didn't put any pineapple juice in it. And the guitar track sounds like that tasted. And he just instantly knew exactly what I was talking about and fixed it straight away. It was amazing.
So explain to people that might not know. So Judah, I know, is a big name in his own right, isn't he? And I think he's playing at the Big Weekend, you know, Big Weekend at Home in July. I saw him play with you, the Lost Vaults, at the Big Weekend last year, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. So whenever Dom couldn't make a gig on bass, we always got Judah. And he just learned the songs all so quickly. And yeah, he's just great fun to work with. Known him since secondary school.
Did you write it all yourself? It's four tracks, isn't it? Did you write and record it all yourself, obviously with Judah's help?
Yeah, so I wrote every single song completely by myself. I recorded some demos, like, on this little four-track recorder thing that I thought was the finished product. And then I sent them to Judah and recorded them. We just started stacking up harmonies and guitars and piano and saxophone. And it got so much bigger.
So had you thought about the collaborations? Because you've got Ellie Dixon and you've got another person collaborating on one of those songs. Had you thought about the collaborations before? Or just did you think after you'd played it that it would be good to have somebody else on it?
So the other song is a duet. So I wrote the chorus and then sent it to one of my friends and asked her if she'd sing on it. But she was always too busy. So my friend just said, have you ever met Susie Jody? And I think I had met her down the White Swan a couple of times. So I asked her to sing on it and she agreed, and that was great. And then Ellie, I just thought that song was kind of missing something, and female vocals always just add a nice little extra dimension.
It definitely does. I think it does complement the song really well. And so when is the EP out, and how can people find it and you?
So it has been out since the 19th of June, and you can find it on all major streaming platforms. So just search Leo Howes, What They Don't Teach You in Chess Club. And then I've not made a Twitter yet. I plan on doing it very soon. But you can also find me on Facebook or Instagram.com/LeoMHowes.
And Howes is Howse, isn't it?
Yes.
Did you record all that in lockdown then?
No, we actually recorded three of the songs last summer, and then we were really struggling with the fourth song. It was a song called Space Music that we just couldn't figure out how to make it sound good. So in the build-up to Easter, I just wrote a new song, and we recorded that over Easter holidays.
Oh, very good. So so it's a bit of a mix then between the two.
Yeah.
Are you planning any gigs or any future plans, or is that going to wait till the lockdown finishes or whatever?
I've got a couple of singles in the works, and I'm trying to build myself up to do some Instagram live gigs. Obviously I can't play like any venues or anything at the moment, but it's just kind of scary because when you're doing Instagram live, you have this little thing in the corner of the screen that says there are seven people watching.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're playing the Portland Arms, it's a bit, you know, you can fool yourself.
Yeah, it's quite unnerving, isn't it? Because I've been watching quite a few of the Facebook Live or Instagram Live things, and you have to really ignore that, I think, and just do it for the fun of it. Because also, yeah, I think exactly. People watch it again, don't they? Because it's being recorded, you can go back and watch it. And I think a lot of people watch them later on rather than actually live.
Yeah,
so have heart in that. Well, thank you so much, Leo. That's really interesting.
Thanks for having me on.
And good luck with the EP. And I look forward to hearing some more music for yours in the future.
Oh, thank you very much.
Cambridge 105 Radio.